golfj.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to a special edition of the GolfJ.com podcast. On Tuesday, June 28th, 2016, I'm Jim Sinacropi alongside Rhett Ticone, where today we'll be talking with Steve Gray, Bion Footwear Director of Sales for North America. And, well, first of all, welcome to the podcast, Steve. Thanks for taking time out for us today.
Well, thanks for having us and allowing us to share the Bion Footwear story.
Well, Bion has to be the most unique entry into the golf footwear market since the soft spike. And before I get to the product, first tell us a little bit about your golf background and how that eventually led you to your position at Bion.
Well, I have a rather extensive golf background. I was a PGA golf professional, your typical club pro for many years. That led me to sales. Being a golf sales rep, which really led me to management. I really got my footwear background working for Reebok for a long time. I was one of the original golf footwear reps for Reebok for a number of years. That led to sales management at Ashworth Apparel, which eventually led me to Rick Buchanan, the CEO and creator of Bion Footwear. I've always sort of been a footwear kind of guy. And I had seen his product at the very early stages and just really felt that it was a unique product, much different than what we currently see in golf footwear currently, and that this product would actually, you know, really maybe resonate with a golfer a little bit more than what was currently being offered. And that really started my relationship with Bion.
Well, Bion's got a great product out there, and I just one of those things where I saw it before I went to the PGA show. But when I saw it, you guys were going to be at the PGA show, I was excited to check out the booth, and it's definitely had one of the top five booths at the show. But the presentation of the product was excellent, and it's a great new product. Very comfortable shoe, very easy to wear. Style is great, and you can't really put into words how unique these are, but how they also fit within, you know, golf world. You can wear them to the office, you can wear them out on the town. It's just it's a unique shoe that plays in many different areas.
Yeah, I have trouble when I try to describe them to people because I kind of say, well, it's kind of like a Croc. But that's not really accurate because it's more stylish, certainly. But it's that material.
The shoe, yeah, it's a shoe, but with more like the a multi-purpose material where it's easily cleanable, breathable. But it's not a it's not a cloth. So Steve can get into that a little bit more. But it's definitely I love wearing them. That's for sure.
So, Steve, where did the inspiration come from for Bion to create a lightweight, comfortable, slip-on, spikeless performance golf shoe?
Well, there you go. You sort of got it all. Well, Rick, like I said, Rick Buchanan, the creator of the shoe, we're a Canadian company, and he was really in the fashion side of footwear and apparel for a long time, and he had seen other shoes that were more in the fashion footwear industry, and sort of took that idea that golf shoes truly aren't really fashionable at all. And so he said, you know, we can do something different. Over in the fashion world, they use different materials. So we really created an EVA shoe, which is ethyl vinyl acetate, is what EVA stands for. And EVA is the material that most shoes are made out of, or golf shoes are made out of. Either the outsole of the shoe is EVA, or the midsole is made out of EVA. EVA is a very strong material, yet it's very flexible. And it's very durable and it's very moldable. That's why the other shoe companies use it as an outsole or a midsole. But Rick's idea was, well, let's really make this shoe ultimately the most comfortable shoe. Really, let's make it lightweight. And so the entire shoe, The upper and midsole is made out of EVA, and of course you hit on some of the advantages of the EVA material. The weight of a shoe is essentially the weight of your smartphone. That's all that it weighs. It forms to your foot and the midsole inside the insole of the shoe. Now, we have different densities, and we'll get to the complexity of it, but it's just not all the same EVA composition. So we have different materials there, but it forms to your foot, which makes it extremely comfortable, makes it incredibly lightweight, easily cleanable. It doesn't traditionally, you know, your leather golf shoe gets water stains or grass stains or marks, etc.
Right.
A Bion shoe is not going to have any of that. It's not going to stain. It's not going to discolor. Certainly, it can scratch. But the overall strength of the shoe, of course, now we have EVA, that gives us a whole breadth of fashion opportunities that the other companies can't offer with a leather shoe. They essentially can do color, and that's about it.
Now, the EVA, that's for this shoe, it's all EVA, but it's not a one-piece out
of
the
mold, not a one-piece
right?
shoe. It's actually a three-piece shoe. The upper's EVA. The midsole and the footbed inside's EVA, but the outsole is made out of rubber.
Okay.
We make the outsole out of rubber because we have a honeycomb spikeless design on the outside, and EVA would not work there because it would be too slippery,
right.
particularly on stones or tile floors, etc., where that's where rubber excels in its grip, and that's the reason we use that use rubber material on the outsole.
Now, what about with the EVA as far as putting patterns on it? I mean, are those essentially screened on, a flat piece of it and then molded to the form of the shoe? Or how does that process work?
It's probably a little bit more complicated than the technical aspect
sure.
of that. But, yes, that essentially is exactly what happens. We're able to take and be able to put patterns on shoes that obviously leather just won't accommodate in any way. So we have a much better fashion story, you know, with our snake print shoe or our camo shoes or tropical, whatever it might be. And then we can certainly have a lot more colors. Our wingtips are three color shoes, for instance. And so that gives us a much greater flexibility in creating much more fashionable, colorful golf shoes.
Yeah, it's certainly the ability for you guys to be so versatile and have such a variety in different styles and colors is pretty amazing. Tell me a little bit about like the development process for when you have a new design and bringing it to a completed shoe. Is it something that you guys can just quickly pump out 12 new designs?
No, it seems like it should be. But it's not. Our recent, and that's a good question, which will allow me to tell the listeners a lot about, we have licensed product. For instance, we do kids shoes and we do youth shoes, and one of those licenses is with Nickelodeon, with SpongeBob and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's really a little bit more on our fashion side of our business, but every one of our shoes is made on a golf shoe platform, so every shoe is a golf shoe. Even with the ones we sell to fashion, they're still all golf shoes, and our kids' shoes are made the same way, so they're still three-piece shoes. So, yeah, from the original concept, to be able to create a shoe, it's not only the design that you put on the shoe, it has a lot to do with the shape of the shoe, how big the toe box or the heel is, you know, what the size is, and then, you know, trying to get the right pattern design so that it actually sits on the shoe well. You can come up with a lot of design patterns, but when you curve them and fold them into all these different directions of a golf shoe, that pattern still has to look good. So it is not a complicated process, but it's maybe a little more of a laborious process to work through all the issues to bring it to fruition.
With the style, you know, you do have the printed ones as well, but you know, overall the main style of the shoe is a classic wingtip. What brought you guys to that determination?
It is a classic wingtip style shoe or saddle shoe. That's what continues to sell in golf. That's what continues to sell even at fashion retail, that basic silhouette. So it's sort of the juxtaposition of you have this classic silhouette shoe that we know we used to build shoes on last, or forms that we made leather shoes on. And that style of shoe has been popular for hundreds of years. Right. It continues to remain popular. So it's a really good traditional silhouette for the golfer to look at, but with a new fashion and a new modern twist on the shoe. A lot of golfers don't want to feel like they're wearing an athletic shoe or something that's so far out of the box that they're playing tennis in this shoe. They're really playing golf. So that's what led us to keeping that classic silhouette.
So on your website, you list lifestyle, boating, kids. I can see how this product would be great for boaters. Is golf still the driving vertical behind what you're doing? Is that where the most sales come from?
Yeah, that's where the most sales still continue to come from. That's where we market. That is our home, so to speak. And even the shoes that we sell into the boating or yachting industry, they're the exact same golf shoe that we make for golf. They just happen to really work great on the deck of a boat or ship.
Yeah.
When they get wet, they grip and then they float.
Right.
And water is not going to hurt them. Matter of fact, all of our shoes are machine washable. So if your shoe does get dirty, or if you want to spray it off with a hose, you can do that, and it's going to clean it with the greatest of ease. And that's sort of the same. And I know you talked a little bit earlier about the wearability of the shoe, the fashion side of it. It's a shoe that you literally can get up in the morning, put that shoe on, go run a few errands, go to the course or club, play golf, have lunch, go back home that night, put a sport coat on, and go out to dinner, and that can all be in the same pair of shoes, right, and you'll look just fine.
Yeah, so a lot of this product seems to be focused on style. How did you marry the style, the form with the function, I guess? Because a lot of golfers are really concerned about performance. So how did you, how much went into the performance side, I suppose, of the development?
Well, yeah, there is a great deal. We really examine what golfers are really after when they buy a pair of golf shoes, with the exception of maybe your scratch golfers, which are 1% of the players, and your club pro, and then certainly touring professionals. Most golf shoes are built on a performance platform. No one needs those except Dustin Johnson that swings 125 miles an hour,
right,
or whatever. The rest of us don't need that. What we're after is comfort and lightweight. We want the lightest weight, easiest care shoes that we can have, because we're really trying to enjoy the game. We're certainly your average golfer might swing 80 miles an hour. They don't need that same performance platform. So we made them we did make them lightweight, only with the 4 ounces, but they are form fitting, and we did do a lot of research with the Bion Spikeless Hexagon Pattern Cleat on the bottom, our Hexa Grip technology. It provides the maximum strength and stability, giving you the best possible traction when you swing and when you walk. So we did a lot. We did a lot with that. The fact that the shoe is moldable inside gives you much more a custom fit, which gives you the dual density midsole. Has additional shock absorption when you walk. Mm-hmm. It gives you your foot's a little lower to the ground. You see that from a lot of our competitors now. In the marketplace, one of the major companies out there really touting one of their new shoes is being real bendable. They call it bendable, flexible, on any terrain, it's low to the ground. Well, they're really 3 years late to the dance,
because like
that's exactly our shoe. That's what we've been making for 3 years.
And as Rhett and I have both worn them on the course, and, the performance is there. And you mentioned it might not be there for Dustin Johnson, who's swinging with such force, but I haven't noticed a drop in performance. Right, have you, between
no.
that and any of the other major brands that we own?
No, I mean, we've got a decent variety of shoes between the two of us, and I'd have to say that these hold up with all of those, and if not better. The lightweight, you feel like you're on the ground, which is nice. Very low to the ground, not bulky at all. Fit right to your feet, and they kind of mold to your feet after you're wearing them a little bit, and there's really no slip at all. I played the other day in the morning, and it was a little dew on the ground, and there was no issues with slippage. And you know, they look great too. I mean, everybody talks about them. Man, where'd you get those? What are those? You know. And
yeah.
So it's really cool to have a pair of those, and the fact that they hold up and
are. And you were wearing the camouflage.
Yeah, I love the camo print. Ones. Love them. And we got you the Syracuse ones. The blue and orange and brown. But so it's great. But Steve, that being said, with the style and the function of these, you know, the next big thing might be for you guys, I would think, to be able to customize these, where if you could go on the website and you know, make up your own pair. Is there any plans from the future for that?
No, that's a little bit difficult for us, although we do.
Yeah.
You know, for you know, some customers, certainly one of our licensees is Disney.
Sure. Yeah, Dory.
You know, we make classic shoes and the princesses and Star Wars, you know, and all those shoes, obviously, because it's a bigger thing. But we can customize that shoe.
Yeah.
In that direction, you know, for, you know, certainly tournament applications for bigger events, but right. for individual applications, it's the process doesn't allow us really to get to the individual to design their own shoe. But
you.
With 54 flavors, so to speak, we think we've got a pair of shoes.
A lot of different
that someone will like.
No doubt. No, there's lots of great ones.
Nobody can match the entire catalog of options.
Right.
I guess golf shoes go.
Yeah. Who has 54 designs?
All of our shoes are unisex shoes, so every pair of shoes in our catalog is not only a men's shoe, it's also a women's shoe.
Right.
And typically, if you look, if the women look at shoes in the marketplace, they're getting a relatively pretty poor selection.
Right.
You know, the companies don't devote a lot of energy to that. And with us, I mean, you know, our demographic is we sell almost as many women's shoes as we do men's. So.
Sure.
And then certainly along with that, the younger kids, you know, that are 10 through say 14, we've got men's size 4 that fits those kids. So, there's just a whole lot greater selection options for golfers to come and look at our product than there are with most companies.
Now, kids shoes coming out, a good, decent line of, kids shoes coming out this year, or is that?
Yeah. And then we have little kids shoes, and we have youth shoes, not to be confused with kids shoes.
Right.
But kids' shoes, yes, they were the hit of the PGA show.
Mm-hmm.
We introduced them there. Every account wanted them. So we start at 12 months.
Okay. Wow.
And run through 6 or 7 years old. Then we go to our youth category, and then we move to the little bit older kids.
Okay.
But those shoes, even our little 12-month-old shoe, that is still a 3-part designed, constructed shoe, just exactly like the adult shoe. It is not compromised in any way.
So same performance for the little golfer.
Same performance features in all of those shoes that are in the adult shoes.
Cool.
And I think especially for the toddlers, the easy cleaning is probably a huge bonus for the parents, right?
No doubt.
Well, it is. It's a huge bonus. It's easy to clean. They're very easy to hand down to siblings. We have some working relationship with Go Girls, which is a LPGA, USGA initiative to get young girls to play golf. And then we also do some local areas around the country with First Tee for their kids, simply because we have a much better selection of shoes for both girls and boys at all ages and at a more moderate price point. And obviously they're a little bit more fun than what they're used to.
Toddlers can go jump in the puddles all they want.
Yes, they can.
Talk briefly about the price point, because I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a very affordable shoe, you know.
So yeah, the price point, yeah. Our general retail on our most expensive shoe, we really have essentially two price points. We're $110 for the patterns, and the more colorful shoes are more stock, basic. Two-color shoes are $100 that's there. Those shoes typically sell in the $80 or $90 range at most retailers across the country or your online locations, and then the used and kids shoes, and it gets a little complicated because of patterns and or size, but they're basically in that $50-$60 category, so they're very reasonable.
Sure. And now you mentioned we're probably not going to see any sponsorship deals on tour with any PGA Tour players, so, you know, how exactly do you plan on marketing, or what are your plans to further break into the industry and future marketing plans essentially.
Yeah, interesting. Yes, you probably aren't going to see any PGA official tour players wearing the shoes. However, at the Canadian Open last year, we gave away numerous pairs to PGA golf professionals and their wives who wear them otherwise.
Oh, yeah, I could see
that. They wear them when they practice. They wear them on the airplane.
Yeah, right.
They have sponsorships. And, you know, if you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars to wear someone's shoe, and that's your living, yes, you're going to do that. Having said that, we have several aspiring tour players on the Symetra Tour, the ladies tour that wear our shoes, that perform well. We've got a couple of the Canadian tour players that wear the shoes. And actually, we have Fareen Samar. She is the international long drive champion from Canada for women, and she wears our shoes, and she hits drives over 300 yards. So there really isn't a performance issue relative to that. And that's one of the ways, obviously, there that we're marketing. We have tremendous, you know, acceptance by the athletic community, Major League Baseball players. We have a lot of people in Hollywood who wear our shoes. So we do a lot of social media. We do a lot of touching firsthand with our buy-on, try-on days that our local sales reps do at clubs. As you both have said earlier, it's a shoe that you really have to put on your foot. You have to walk around and you go, there's a huge wow factor when you put it on. And so that has been our major initiative, that and through charity events, corporate events, and golf tournaments and outings where we do a great deal of showing up there and using the shoes. And we do a lot with social media in the marketplace.
I got to imagine that the club pro niche is one that you guys do well in, too, wearing these in the shop and around the course when you're just, teaching shoes, all that.
Yeah,
that's got to be a great niche for you guys.
It has been, you know, the assistant golf professionals particularly that are doing, they're doing a lot of running, getting a lot of cars, carrying a lot of bags. They love the product. It's, there's a 50-50 ratio of wearing the shoes with and without socks. Most of those don't wear socks. They're a lot cooler that way in the hot summer. Like I said, extremely easy to clean. So they don't quite have that foot fatigue. Yeah, so we have a lot of acceptance at that club level. There and then also from some of the staff as we venture into the more enlightened club managers looking at that for their wait staff inside.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would look good. You get them all in the same shoe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Black and white saddle.
So Steve, you mentioned the social media marketing that you're doing. How can people connect with Bion on social?
If you go to our website, bionfootwear.com, any host of ways there. Facebook, you can tweet, Instagram, any number of all the social media, Snapchat, whatever you want to do. Take a picture of your shoes, send it to us, and then we get that on right away. And we get a lot of those. It's really interesting to go to our website and see the celebrities and the people who do wear our shoes and who do comment about them. And then in addition, we have a very aggressive ambassador program across the country for individuals. We've got some people who are official greeters at airports across the country that wear our shoes. And every passenger gets off a plane, goes through there, and they always ask them, where did you get those shoes? Right. Where did you get those lime green and black shoes?
Yep,
we hand them a card and say, this is who they are. So it's a little bit more of a difficult process for us, a little bit slower in that regard. But, we're not a big company, and we're not really going to be able to do the multimedia advertising aspect, but that's really not what we're selling anyway. So this works well for us.
Well, the options are endless. I keep putting a few in a queue and picking one and putting a different one in there and see. I'm just in the market for another pair.
You can own them all.
You do. We had one individual who's a golfer in Orlando, past executive at some sports channels, he has 13 or 14 pairs.
Sure.
Of our shoes.
Don't doubt it.
He wears them exclusively, with his sport coat every day.
Yeah.
And he has a pair of shoes that matches every outfit.
Makes sense.
There you go.
It does. And he loves them.
Makes it easy to look good,
put together. Makes it easy to look good. You're always styling.
And you guys definitely have done, you got it in the right spot. You're onto something for sure.
So, Steve, thanks again for taking the time out. We love your product. It was great to get a little inside behind the scenes. And it's Bion Footwear. That's B-I-I-O-N, footwear.com. And you can check out the full line of options for yourself. And you can order right from the website, right, Steve?
Correct. You can.
Where else can you get them?
You can pretty much go, you know, just do any Google search online, and you'll find any number of retail outlets or e-commerce sites that'll have our shoes.
Well, that's awesome, Steve. Again, thanks, and best of luck in the future. We're looking forward to see what more awesome designs Bion comes up with, and you know, and we'll see if we can. Me and Reddit might have a little competition. See who can put more of them in our closet.
That's right.
Well, that's great. 2017 line's coming out soon, so
Nice.
Be on the lookout for those. And we do appreciate you having us and allowing us to talk about Bion today.
All right, awesome. So thanks, everybody, for joining us for this special edition of the GolfJ.com podcast. All our episodes and the best of the wide world of golf on the web can be found at GolfJ.com. Until next time, hit 'em long, not often. GolfJ.com.